This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form on the app, stream on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.
98.1 KJUG with Tom and Becky in the Morning. Did you know at one time 90% of kids played jump rope, but today only 33% of kids have ever even done it?
One of my daughter's favorite things to do. She's in our front yard. She's out there on the little patio, and she jump ropes her heart out.
Days gone by, Becky. Days gone by.
I was trying to teach her, you know, have like Oliver hold one side of it and her jump. Yes. Wasn't working out. And so I'm going to, next up, double dutch, everyone.
Okay.
Here we go.
So that got me thinking about like old time games that you played when you were a kid, schoolyard maybe. Some stuff you can't play no more. Some stuff you still can, but tell me how many of these you remember playing.
Okay.
Let's just see quickly. There's a bunch, but let's just see how many we played. Hide and seek?
Yes.
Sure, everybody's played hide and seek.
Everyone still plays that.
Kick the can?
I do remember playing that once or twice.
I don't think I played kick the can. I don't think I played kick the can.
But even then, I remember feeling like that was old-timey. Like, what is this? Yeah. You know what I mean? How old are you playing this? 95?
Capture the flag.
Yeah, yes. I kind of remember capture the flag.
I went to church camp a couple times. That was a big game, you know, on the big rec field or something like that. Parachute.
Oh, in the middle of the gym with the big parachute?
Yeah.
You ran under it? Heck yes.
Yes, ding, 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 ding. They still do
that at like gymnastics classes and son's preschool. They did that one time, yeah.
Everybody's not turned so snowflakey. They're afraid they're going to suffocate under their kids.
I did see it get scary one time, though, with one kid under, like running, and the parachute came down and then like clotheslined themselves, but like in the face.
It's a life lesson. It's fine. When we had our open house party when we built our house years ago, I had an inflatable castle. And the wind came and there were kids in it and like blew it.
I remember you telling me that. That's really scary.
It was. It's not my best moment. Traffic cop. You ever played traffic cop?
No. What is that?
I don't know. Look into that. Foursquare.
Yes.
Yes, Foursquare for sure, right? Hopscotch.
Of course. My daughter still plays that, too.
Okay. I like hopscotch. Technically, there weren't a lot of guys playing hopscotch. I didn't mind playing hopscotch. I didn't mind playing Foursquare. Jacks?
Yeah. We have jacks at our house that someone gave us in like a
You bounce the ball,
basket,
you pick them up.
And I threw them away. I'm like, that's scary. Like, that looks like a choking hazard right there.
What about marbles?
I never played like marbles.
I believe. I'm not for sure. And if I was still in therapy, maybe I could figure this out with my therapist. But I believe marbles was my very first introduction to gambling.
Oh.
When I was a kid, and they ended up, the school ended up banning it. So you would go in a sandbox, and you'd have your marbles from home, and another kid would have his, and you would shoot them at the other end of the sandbox, and
would you shoot them?
You'd throw them. You'd toss them, right? And whoever was closest to the wall got the other guy's marbles.
Oh, you got to, like, keep them?
Yes. So
it
was like, how good are you? Because you're going to lose your marbles. So they ended up banning the game. They wouldn't let us play the game anymore in the sandbox.
Is that
when
someone said you lost your marbles?
Maybe that's how you lost your marbles.
You probably were past this, you know, but we played Pogs when I was little.
I don't know what that is.
They were like these little circular cards that you would stack up, and then you would have like a slammer, and you could like slam. It was kind of like the same concept. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like those were a big thing for a little while, and then I don't feel like they were a big thing much more. But the slammer was like a thicker plastic circle piece, or not plastic, but like a had like a picture on the bottom of it. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay. I just remember the principal shutting it down. Some kid must have complained to his mom and dad that he lost his marbles at school, like some other. You know what? You don't do that. You don't go to the casino. You don't make your bets and then go to the casino boss and say, I lost my money. Yeah, it's called gambling. Grow up. All right, just a couple more here.
Well, first of all, Sophie Roundtree said traffic cop. Would that be red light, green light?
Well, there is red light, green light on this list I was just about to say. So, red light, green light, mother may I, Simon Says, tag, shadow tag, freeze tag, TV tag, Marco Polo, blind man's bluff, red
Marco
rover.
Marco Polo's a great game.
Marco Polo's great.
Like, is that just in the pool, though?
I think so. Heads up, 7-Up, Spud.
Love heads up, 7-Up. And if you weren't, like, looking at the shoes, you weren't playing the game right.
Right, right.
And you're lying if you said you weren't.
Right, no doubt.
I taught my daughter that. They played that in school. I'm like, you look at the shoes.
Such a good mom.
That's how you do it.
Bingo. Shake and bake. Button, who's got the button?
I don't know, even know what that is.
Yeah. Cat's Cradle.
Sounds like some, yeah, this is starting to sound like some old-timey stuff.
Crack the Whip, Musical Chairs, Telephone, and Freeze Dance.
My three-year-old is the worst sport ever when it comes to musical chairs. Cries, throws a fit. I get so mad at him. Like, he hates that game. He gets so PO'd if he misses out on musical chairs. Like, super.
Like, he thinks you're actually stealing a chair from him.
No, his feelings just get super hurt. He gets super competitive, and he just gets so mad.
Maybe.
Like, angry.
Maybe Oliver's going to be a red A.
It already is.
Well, that will foster, let me tell you, as he gets older, that's going to, when he starts playing Little League Baseball and
that will
soccer,
what?
Foster.
Yeah, nipping that in the bud right now.
No, don't, don't.
No, absolutely not.
I'll teach him.
You will absolutely not.
I'll teach him.
Absolutely not.
I'll teach him.
You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
All right. Chuck Poll, the day today is brought to you by Farm Supply. Do you have a jump rope still at your house? Only 34% of kids these days have ever jump roped. Do you have one at your house? It's our Chuck Poll of the day today. It's brought to you by Farm Supply with five locations in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Roy Grandy, Santa Maria, and Builton. Farm Supply, providing for all your home, garden, farm, and ranch needs for 70 years. All right, let's take a break and get caught up with ABC News now.
From ABC News. Preston, a proposal to put the Olympics on hold for a year. Japan's NHK television announcing Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will propose the Summer Olympics in Tokyo take place a year from now, not in July, as scheduled. More and more countries and athletes have been weighing in, saying the coronavirus outbreak has made this summer's Olympics impossible. Number of COVID-19 cases around the world, nearly 400,000 now. In the U.S., we're nearing 50,000.
This is Alex Stone in Los Angeles, where right now the Naval Hospital ship Mercy is steaming toward the port of L.A. Bright white, big red crosses on its side. On board, 800 Navy medical personnel and support staff. Once here, they'll be used to take non-COVID-19 patients to help relieve pressure off land-based hospitals in California. They can do surgery and critical care. The ship is expected to arrive at the port of L.A. on Thursday.
New Jersey is now the second state in the U.S. behind New York in the number of cases being reported. Governor Phil Murphy says the state is stretched thin when it comes to medical personnel and supplies.
Absent a lot more raw material and absent another wave of healthcare workers, we're going to have choices coming up in the next number of weeks between diverting those resources, both human and equipment, to testing or toward care of those who are sick.
Louisiana also reporting a recent spike in the number of cases. Now, President Trump says he wants to reopen the country for business within weeks instead of the months that healthcare workers say is probably necessary to stop the spread of COVID-19. And work on an economic relief plan is still stalled in Washington.
Investors still have no answer on a nearly $2 trillion stimulus package, as Republicans and Democrats haven't been able to reach a deal on a package to help workers and businesses affected by the coronavirus outbreak.
ABC's Mark Remillard here in New York. You're listening to ABC News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Don't be fooled. This is the real stuff. We have absolutely the best process, and I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code FRUITS.
The World Health Organization says infections and deaths globally are expected to increase considerably when new numbers are released later today. Add Israel to the list of places putting new rules in place to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Israel's prime minister expected to inch his country closer to a full lockdown. That as coronavirus infections here soar.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form on the app. Stream on smart speakers and connected devices, and on FM at 98.1 KJUG.